But love ye your enemies, do good, and lend, hoping for nothing thereby, and your reward shall be great, and you shall be the sons of the Highest, for he is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. Do good works without thought of reward, and also treat others with kindness. Also note here that again he brings out a merciful and forgiving God who still loves and treats with kindness the unthankful and the evil. Be therefore merciful, as your Father is merciful. Try to be as loving, kind, and merciful as God. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. This is my personal favorite, and I really wish that more so-called Christians would have this branded on their soul. A true Christian would never say, "If you are not saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, you will be damned to hell," for it is not only judgmental but condemning. If you ever hear a preacher, evangelist, or priest say this, run, for they truly do not understand the meaning of Christ's teachings. Give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, and pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall they give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you shall meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Simply, this means that what you give out, whether positive or negative, you will get in return. Can the blind lead the blind? Do they not both fall into the ditch? Think for yourself. If you follow someone blindly and that person is blind to the truth, you become like them. The disciple is not above his master, but everyone shall be perfect if he be as his master. None of us are above God, but in striving to be like God, we are all perfect before God, no matter what faith or religion we practice. Now, what I call the well-known Beatitudes are in Matthew. But I didn't want to neglect what was in Luke because it shows how Christ was trying to give us a formula for life, which before that had only been esoteric knowledge. This gets down to the grassroots of life, living and dealing with everyday situations. Notice how everything leads us to finding our own spirituality. This again shows us that Jesus was more interested in how a person led their life than in how they followed the rules and laws and dogma of a religion. Now, in Matthew chapter 5, 1 through 12, we find the often quoted and more popular classical Beatitudes in his Sermon on the Mount. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set down, his disciples came unto him. And opening his mouth, he taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Poor, meaning without complexity and dogma and just simplistically loving God. "Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the land." This I have always known was tongue-in-cheek. If you are too meek and mild, that's all you'll get in this world. So stand up for your beliefs. "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." All of us die, but we all come to the knowledge that we will all be together on the other side.